The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons, and I perform healings, today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day. For it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearn to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned. But I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul says, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" My brothers and sisters, I want to ask you in all honesty and being sincere with yourselves in your own hearts, do you believe with all your heart that God is for you? Is there any doubt whatsoever in your hearts? Now, hopefully all of you are saying, "Oh yeah, I believe. Yeah, sure, Father, of course." Do you ever say things to yourself like, "Gosh, he never gives me what I really want. Gosh, does he really want my true happiness?" Do you ever look at others and compare yourselves and say, "He loves them more than he loves me. He treats them better than he treats me." Do you ever question him and say, "Lord, why'd you allow that to happen?" You know, it's one thing to say, "Lord, I don't understand. Why did you permit that?" Or to say angrily or out of frustration, "Well, you know, Lord, why? Why?" That's right. If any of those are true for you, you do not believe with all your hearts that God is for you. And from the very beginning, what does the evil one want to do? In every single human heart, the same thing he did to Eve, to sow in our hearts doubts about the love that God has for us. Did God really say that to you? Is he really good? Does he really love you? I'm working right now with a man who's struggling with possession, and it is amazing. The one thing that keeps him under the influence of the evil one, he believes that God is against him. And no matter how much logic he uses, no matter how many stories of faith, he cannot overcome that. He cannot believe that God is really for him. And so, my brothers and sisters, what do we do in this situation? If you had an impure thought, what would you do? You would immediately fight it off. I'm going to fend that off. I'm not going to let that get any influence on me whatsoever. No hold. We have to do the same with thoughts like this. And they're more subtle and they're more pernicious. The moment we recognize that we are questioning if God is for us, we have to reject that thought immediately. "Lord, I know that is not true by faith, no matter how much it appears to the contrary to be." What does St. Paul say to do? He says, "Look at the crucifix. If God would give his son for you, what would he not offer to you? How much does he love you?" I remember a young lady shared with me that whenever she's doubting, she just says to herself over and over, I have a Father who loves me. I have a Father in heaven who loves me. He loves us with a perfect love. And when we are doubting ourselves, we have to remind ourselves it is an infinite, perfect love. And in the midst of that, what happens is we build up that habit of trust. And just as this man who's possessed, he sees everything as God being against him, we begin to see everything as God being for us, even in the midst of trials. The story of Mother Teresa came to me when she had that priest with the bug bites. Here he comes and he's all infected, and she sees his wounded arm pussing. Gift from God. Right? God loves you, or he would not have allowed that to happen to you. She could see everything as a gift. Let us ask our Lord as we receive him today that he might give us the utmost confidence that God is for us.